Master Podcast, episode 20, with Paul and Barry.
Hello indeed, and the name of our title today is Small Size Games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't played any of these.
And it also gives us scope to like start practicing for armies to like talk about for next reviews, etc.
Yeah, excellent. So, what have you been doing, Paul?
Since we last recorded, and today is a Thursday.
Black Thursday for me.
Oh yeah, we should say, sadly, some football team lost something important, didn't they, Barry?
And there's nothing worse than being hungover after a disappointment. It's all right being hungover and looking back and saying,
those who don't know, Barry supports Liverpool, even though he's not from Liverpool.
I'm nearly from Liverpool. So basically, where I'm from is split half Man United, half Liverpool. They're the teams people supported. So I don't support Man United.
Right, because they were the wrong side of the train tracks.
That's it.
Yeah, right. Okay, so Liverpool played in the Europa Cup.
Europa League, locally. Final.
Now, that's not Champions League, is it?
No.
That's for, like, if you're not good enough to be
Champions League. It. Right. If you get knocked out of the Champions League, complain this.
In our United Premiership, isn't it the top three teams?
Four teams.
So we
just finished eighth.
So who gets to be in the Europa League?
The people that finish fifth, sixth and seventh.
All right.
So we don't even get to qualify for that next year. Anyway, it was garbage. Played well first half, garbage second half. I've got a hangover. And it's a bad hangover. It's not a pleasant hangover.
Okay.
So, happy days. Happy days. So, Paul, you cheered me up playing this.
Yeah. Okay, so what have I been up to since we last recorded? Well, I played at the Warmaster UK Nationals. I haven't played again Warmaster since we last recorded, but I played at the Warmaster Welsh Nationals.
Did they keep the 192 entries? Or
there was some drops. Right. So in the War Machine scene, Mark III is soon to come out. In about a month's time, you'll be in War Room and things will be proper. Now, that sadly, this event, I think it did have some drops because people were like, well, I'm waiting for Mark III. This is kind of a dead system now in the sense that I want to see Mark III. But still enough people were playing. It was still good numbers at well over 120 plus. It was a 7-round event.
Yeah.
And it certainly seemed busy. But it was fantastic for us because it was in Cardiff. So we had free accommodation, staying with a friend's family. They weren't there, so we had the free house.
Oh, wow.
And they weren't in Cardiff, but they were easily within 20 minutes. And then the venue was fantastic. It's the best in the UK.
Easily.
And you were playing a system that we like, of course.
And the price support was insane.
Price
as always.
Was amazing. I don't know. Well, it's impressive to say the least. Basically, War Machine is a 28mm scale game by Priority Press, and there were 7 rounds, and they were giving away armies off a raffle off your name, so you didn't even have to pay to enter. 2 armies every round. A friend of ours who went along, and there was about 10 of us went down, won a Scorn army, which was, he clocked in at about £250 worth.
Just as a raffle prize?
As a raffle. Raffle. There was a raffle, a £5 strip raffle. Tom Sims, like another friend, won a prize there, and he got every pirate release. So he told that out as being like £280. So there you go. That was impressive. Anyway, the event was good. I was trying for best Merc player, but sadly there was this guy called Murdoch who was playing Mercs, who's a bit of a name. I thought going into it that if I got 4 wins, I'd be in for shout. I did get 4 wins, but sadly this Murdoch fella got 5 wins, so beat me to the prize, which would have been very nice because a very nice display of like best in factions, etc. But so I got close. And going into the last round, both me and him had the same amount of wins. Sadly, he won and I lost. Right. Yeah. So, but anyway, it was I contested for it, which was all I can ask for, really.
Yeah. Good. You played any War Master?
No, as I said, I haven't played a game of War Master.
Nothing.
No, not since I did play Nav, didn't I?
Yeah.
But I spoke about Nav last time. So no, not since we last recorded.
Right. I think I played one game because it's been a little bit over a week. I think we recorded Tuesday or Wednesday last week and it's Thursday this week. So I played Rodders last week. He was Dark Elves. I can't remember anything about it. I'm sorry, Rodders. My head's a bit fuzzy this morning. I know that I won, but I can't remember anything about the game.
Who needs any other details?
Sorry.
Surprised you remember his name.
Shut up. His name's Shane.
Victim.
Victim 3. And I cancelled my game against Jim this week. Jim's coming all the way from Gymland. A long way away to play me, and I cancelled because Liverpool qualified for this final.
That's fair enough. But we rearranged the date, didn't
we? I rearranged, but I could have been enjoying myself playing this instead of watching that. So yeah, that was it. That was my week.
I have a game against Jim 1st of June at the club.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got tons of armies. He's worse than you.
Well, we'll challenge that mantle. But I mean, he only plays Warmaster. We'll challenge that mantle sooner or later.
Okay, so next thing we need to mention is KR sponsorship. Thank you, KR.
Yes, as ever. Indeed, KR, great. They're going to be their cases for prizes 1, 2, and 3 at our events. And certainly the first case prize is very worth winning.
So you're going to put some pictures up of that when you get them?
I will, yeah. When I get sent them, I will advertise them. I had my first prize, but I'll speak about that when to events later for Bunker War Master 2. But yes, we are sponsored by KR, and long may they reign.
Long may it rain. Yeah. Right. Okay, so we played a 1,000-point game today. Paul was using Skaven, finally.
So this was your idea, Barry, to suggest a 1,000-point game. So tell me about that.
Right, so I was thinking, if you picked up some stuff on eBay, you're unlikely to pick enough for a 2,000-point army straight away.
Not an optimal one, no.
No. Mm-hmm. So how would we play a 1,000-point game? If we were new to the game, what would we be using? And, and if you bought those, you used to be able to get like a what were they called? Like a starter army box.
Yes, yes.
And maybe they'd have...
They came in just under 1,000 points.
Yeah, so you'd have half a dozen units in there, and you'd have a general and some other stuff. Anyway, so it was kind of based around what we'd do if we were starting the game now.
Yeah.
And if the game could actually cope with being smaller, because one of the impressive things about War Machine is how you can start with a battle box game, which is just your Warcaster and some Warjacks or Beasts, and it goes all the way up to like massive games, and it's playable at every level. Yeah,
does the game scale up well?
Yes.
Like, can it scale down? Can it scale up? Because we arbitrarily decided that 2,000 points was the normal. It might not be the normal. It might be for you.
The game even worked well at 6,000 points when we played it.
Yeah. I mean, we know that War Master scales up. Of course it does, because it's about epic armies, and the army rosters, that's the beauty of it, is just done for 1,000 points. So 6,000 points means you've got 6 times the min-max restrictions. Perfect.
Yeah, and it works well in a doubles environment.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, so what would you say? The test was, would it work well in a small game environment? So I said, let's play a 1,000-point game, and Paul said, right, I'm playing Skaven, and my bank's going to be enormous.
Because now that I've played in the Welsh Nationals and I got those Merc models painted, I now, for the first time in ages, can paint casual for a turn. I don't need to paint for any event. My next event that I'm attending is, because of the enforced like break of War Machine, is going to be my own event, Bunker War Master 2, and I am umpiring in it. So
that's the term for it now, is it? Umpiring?
I don't know. Right, GMing it or whatever. I'm running it. But what I'm saying is, I don't need to bring, like, I'm going to offer.
I want to see you in an umpire outfit, sat on a tall chair. Like a tennis.
Yeah. No. Nil pois, Murray. Like that. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't need to paint anything in particular, which is lovely, Phoenix. So I got all
these. Because you're not trying to paint this before July.
We'll come on to that in our hobby section later. So I can just do what I want to do. So I got all my Skaven together, basically. They're all blue tacked on their bases.
And there are a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of Skaven. So Paul said, right, I'm playing Skaven, I'm going to have a massive breakpoint. And I was like, oh man, if I try and play something silly like Elves, there's just going to be nothing. I'm just going to get... There'll be like 3-1.
So Barry teched against me.
I did. Mm-hmm. So I brought in... So anyway, tell them your list.
Okay, so...
And then I'll tell them my list.
This is just a 1,000-point army. So I took 8 Clan Rat units, a Plague Mug unit, 4 Rat Swarms, a Gunner Runner unit, a Rat Ogre unit, a Grey Seer, who I took an Orb of Majesty, bit of a waste, and I took then 2 Always heroes waste. And 1 Warlock. So I got 4 heroes and 15 units in a 1,000-point army.
Breakpoint
8.
I think probably too many heroes for me. Two heroes and a general. Seems greedy.
I mean,
Orb of Majesty.
This is early doors with me and Skaven. It's just like, right, talking about Skaven tactics to come up. Because the next event I play in, singles, I'm going to play Skaven. And I'm going to win with Skaven.
Yeah. Play in the event that's got no time turns, and you'll have fun with that.
No, I can move this lot. I mean, it's not. Come on, there's, I've got to develop tactics for this army. Yeah, like
develop a movement tray is what you need for your mega brigade.
Mega brigades. Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm.
You just have like a bin lid or something.
Like a pizza box.
Pizza box. Ah, brilliant. Okay, so my list, because I knew you'd bring in Skaven, so I needed to bring something that was meaty and had a reasonable break. So I brought Orcs and Goblins.
Yep.
And Yeah. Okay, so I brought 3 Orc Warriors, which was the minimum, I think, was it? No, 1 more than the minimum. I brought 5 goblins, because I needed my breakpoint up. But these, I couldn't hide these goblins. These were going support all the way along. 2 trolls, dreaming about the power of regeneration, which does literally nothing, unfortunately, most of the time. 2 boar riders, who did very well. 1 wolf rider. And then, for the command, I had a general. 1 shaman, orc shaman. 1 goblin shaman. So that was it. 1 leadership 8, 1 leadership 7, 1 leadership 6. And trolls.
Booyah!
And trolls. So the reasoning behind that was I was hoping to be able to use initiative, which kind of worked, and I was hoping to use the power of orc and goblin magic, which is a good strength, to mess about with Paul's brigades.
Kept you in the game.
It did keep me in the game. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was what I took. I had a break of 7 and 13 units in total.
Yeah, I mean, it's... So, we played on a 4x4 table, so we cut the table size down from a 6x4 to one of Barry's 4x4 boards. By the way, you need to come to me in the home base to sort this out for me.
Well, it's an afternoon's work as
well. We'll set the time aside. Yeah, so that was great. I mean, and I thought the table size was fine, really, at 1,000 points, wasn't it? Because I certainly had the room to move my army out to the flanks quite nicely. It didn't need to be a 6x4.
If it was a 6x4, I think the game would just break down.
Well, you wouldn't play in all of it, would you? Like, you just wouldn't need that much table space.
Yeah, that was another thing about playing small games. If you've got a smaller space, like a 4x4, you could easily play maybe 1,500-point games, and it wouldn't be a problem.
No, it wouldn't be.
I don't think. No. You couldn't probably play 2,000
points. No, you wouldn't want to... No, definitely not. You wouldn't want to play 2,000 points on this size table that we're sitting on, opposite each other, but... Yeah, I mean, let's say we're talking about smaller size games. Well, this is a plus point, isn't it? You don't need a 6x4 table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sherwin's often mocking me that I don't need a 6x4 table even at 2,000 points. Because I just play on a third of it.
Well,
which
you,
I probably
you do.
That's how I play.
Yeah, I don't. And actually, to be honest, as long as your table was 80 centimetres wide, so, I mean, if you were really tight on space, you could probably make it a 4x3 table, probably, if you had to.
Yeah, maybe.
Because then you just cut back on the deployment. Yeah, as long as you're 80 centimetres apart from each other, that's... Yeah, it wouldn't look as nice, obviously, but that is often in War Master, is your 20 centimetres on deployment zone is then not used again.
Okay, so how did the game go? What happened in the game?
Well, okay, so I'm using it now.
You won deployment.
Yeah. Okay, so so I set up my big army, and I was like, right, so this is going to be the start of a labour of love for me. I'm committed to Skaven, and I'm definitely going to use them in an event. But how do I... what do I do with them? What are the Skaven tactics? And I think because they're an army that you're going to use, you haven't got your all chaff. Rat swarms are 25 points each. There's nothing's 25 points. But what do you do with them? What is their role? If the opponent had a shooting brigade, they don't get driven back, so they'd be a good target to go off and just occupy the shooters. But they can support clan rats, but not the other way around. So I tried them as being second rank to clan rats. But I think the Skaven's strength is you don't attack anything head on. You always go for the flanks. So you always lap around people.
Well, this is your dream, homie.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I love a good flank. Yeah, as I develop the tactics in the game, and you obviously have to switch it up depending on what the enemy's doing, but this is an army that's going to horns of a buffalo style Zulu kind of sweep round, and you're gonna be able, you kind of come at the enemy from behind, and coupled with gutter runners popping up in dense terrain just to give negative command.
Oh, because I needed that.
That's what they'll do.
So the trolls are now on a 6.
Yeah, so any woods on the table, you'd want to take some gutter runner units and they just pop them up in those woods and they just stay there, just to slow the enemy down. Out of sight, just going, we're here, and you should be problems about it. And I think that's going to be the tactic of the army, because you can have some rat ogres, but your army strength is its massive size, and that is how you... I think that's definitely how I'm going to play it.
And the fact that they can chase everything.
Yes, I mean, without that, I mean, as we've spoken about, without that rule, army rule, Skaven would be unplayable, because you'd never be able to beat cavalry. But the fact that you can attack a cavalry brigade with lots of support, win and chase them, and just keep doing that... That's what Skaven are great for. So in a way, you almost want your enemy to send his cavalry into you, unsupported, they'll kill whatever they're facing because that's Skaven, but then you just surround them and then you just haggle them all the time. You know, because like, and a trade-off, like I, like in Barry, in the game here, Barry had two units of Boar Boys and a unit of Wolf Riders. They attacked me. They attacked some Skaven units. I lost some Skaven units, some Clarets and some Ratsworms, but I'd taken a stand of Boar Boys from each unit.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, how many points are the Boar Boys? And I was like, actually, that's a fair trade in points, isn't it, really? But that one stand is worth more than my unit of Ratsworms.
So those three overperformed massively because they managed to get five of your units away. And then get away.
I mean, it's going to take me a while to develop the tactics. Like, basically,
because what I had to do was initiative evade.
Yeah, yeah. So I when they'd done their charge and they destroyed, like, and advanced and destroyed, I then initiative charged them. Now, I didn't actually have to do that, but was that? I mean, that's the thing. I was because I only lost that combat and then just gave you more units.
Yeah.
So, but I say this is a new army to me, like playing Skaven in Warmaster. I played them a long time ago when I was playing Warmaster, but now I'm a better gamer in general. So I've got to look at everything, like work it out. Mm-hmm. You know? And so we're talking about the game. Barry,
so it was weird as an orc player having to evade, but I had to evade constantly. That's it. Once my Boar Boys had been dinged up and they'd done some damage, it was then stay alive and get away.
Yeah.
Which felt really bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I can't order them.
Yeah.
Because they're damaged.
Yeah.
I can't even order them if they're not damaged. How am I going to order them when they're damaged?
No, you can't reliably do it. And you don't want to sacrifice them easily by giving them a flank to one of my units who can chase them.
Yeah, exactly. Because normally you wouldn't worry because you hit me in the front, maybe do a bit of damage, I run away and that's it. And then I countercharge you. Yeah. But no.
No escape. Cavalry are not king against Skaven. It'll be attritional infantry that'll be the best thing, like dwarves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because your stuff, when it finally did go, I'll talk about it in a bit, but when it finally did go in, it's not very good, is it?
No, it's not good.
It's better than skeletons, but not mine.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like, you can't ask Clan Rat, you can't expect much from them. You've got to fight unfairly. You've got to fight in flanks and the rear.
Yeah. So I took those five units relatively quickly, and I was Gary offing, pushing his stuff about, being silly. And then he slowly, methodically, as at best, I made one order a turn. Once the gut runners came up, lots of turns, I made no orders.
Yeah. This game didn't go quickly. We thought a 1,000-point game would go fast.
No.
It didn't, actually.
Well, I made no orders. I mean, I had literally had units that didn't even move until the sixth turn.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finally, Paul got two little units of clan rats round the back, like literally all the way round the back. And now instead of charging orcs in the front, he's charging goblins in the rear.
Which is a great look.
And then when he's done enough damage to the goblins, he just backs away again. Yep. And then I can't turn around because I'm garbage. And then he just charges in, eats some more goblins.
Exactly. It's like, and what's better, that's what Skaven should be doing, knifing goblins in the back.
But they got their own back, the goblins, at the end, because it was the goblins that won it. Yep. All did some charges, and yeah, my stuff managed to tank it out.
I mean, it's... I say, like, this game, we're going to have to play some more 1,000-point games, clearly, but this game, we used two armies with very high break points, like, you especially, like, you chose one higher, because you could have been less, but I've got an army that has a natural high break point, so, we should try a 1,000-point game with two little elite armies. I mean, it won't take us very long, but, like...
It won't take
us,
one unit gets caught by the others,
and
then that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you only have to do, like, four or five, and it'll be over.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I thought it was interesting. I definitely would recommend, if you do struggle with points,
if you're inspired by listening to us and wanting to play Warmaster, so, like, that aim for that 1,000-point level first and play some games at 1,000. So if you're going to, let's say, like, the variety of Warmaster is from owning several different armies, well, like, if you end up... I mean, at the moment, I'm bidding on eBay... for various different things.
For everything, Paul.
Well, yeah, but
just literally anything. You might as well put like just like a group bid. Anything under £10, mine.
Well, yeah, basically. But then that'll lead you to little 1,000-point armies, ideally. And yeah, it was quite fun to like. No, I enjoyed the game, definitely. Like, it wasn't like I didn't feel, well, this game needs to be played bigger to be enjoyable. No, it was enjoyable. It's better at 2,000 points, but.
Yeah, and you were definitely, there was a turn where you committed everything, that if it went your way, you'd have won.
Yeah.
But it didn't, and you didn't.
So. Yeah, but it's still, we're saying, okay, so overall, we're saying that 1,000 points, you can scale the game down. You can play at 1,000 points.
Yeah, some of the leadership issues get accentuated. Like, the Orcs and Goblins literally did nothing for, like, huge periods of the game.
I would still say that if, in time frame-wise, in terms of... Because, obviously, you the optimal size of the game is what you play in organised play. I would still say that 2,000 points is the size of game you play it at. But if you've got less time or you have less models, of course, obviously, the game...
I don't think it was particularly quick.
No, it didn't...
I think it was easily 90 minutes.
That's because, like, the armies we chose. Yeah. It wouldn't be that quick if it was High Elves, Dark Elves, would it? It wouldn't be.
It could have been a lot quicker, I guess.
So, and obviously the game... We know the game scales up beautifully, to any size of game you want to play. But obviously, with that comes a longer it'll take to play said game.
So good. I think it was a success. I think it's definitely something. If you're short of space or short of models, give it a go. Right. So what's next? Advice to play 1,000-point games. Well, we've done most of that.
I mean, it won't be as long an episode today because we haven't got fluff.
Well, that's good because my head hurts.
Yeah, and we haven't got a fluff bomb to drop.
No fluff bomb.
Skaven are going to need a whole new old episode themselves just for fluff.
I'm actually getting near to painting.
Oh my god. Right, yeah. Should we talk some hobby then?
Yeah, go on. You talk your hobby, I'll talk mine.
Right, so on my painting table at the moment is I want to push, make the, because I painted 1,500 points to Dogs of War for our doubles, and it makes sense to push that to 2,000 points, because then that's a complete army. So on my table at the moment is just the five units I need to make that to 2,000 points. And I painted some of the Welsh Nationals in between games anyway. So I should do that. Then I've got the Skaven army to do. Now, it's going to be tricky because the devil's in the detail. Skaven models are like all the War Master stuff they did is lovely, but there's a hell of a lot of it. You've got more units, you've got more models on each stand than in other armies. Like, they have six strips on every base.
Of like archer strips.
So that's 12 models of base. And it's like, how am I going to...
There's a lot of detail on these, if you look, man.
You've got to
be disciplined.
You've got to be disciplined, and because you've got to reproduce it a lot. Basically, I painted a Skaven army in Warhammer, and that killed me, almost, that schedule. And that was dipping them, which really sped up the process. So,
have you still got it, or did you sell it?
No, I sold it. I got out of 20 old Hammer to play War Master. Mm-hmm. So... I'm saying is that it's you could spend ages doing the details and the stuff, but it's just going to get lost in the masses. Mm. So, but you want a nice effect that you can replicate quickly and not with too much effort. So, inking, dry brushing, I'll have to try several different test models and see which thing I like the most.
Color, the main color apart from brown, obviously.
Well, yeah.
What was your fantasy?
A dark red always looks quite good with Skaven. I have to carefully look at the units.
They don't have clan colours or whatever. Like,
well, they do, but they have, like, I see Skaven, they would be marked by a few runes on a shield or something, but they're mostly marked by scent.
Well, they piss on each other, yeah?
Well, glands or whatever, yeah. So.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing. I was like, do I need to try and...
Are they all from the same parents? Oh, I don't want to get into the plot.
Yeah, like, I'll tell you if you like.
No. We'll leave it for another day.
No. So, like, the Skaven themselves, like, I'm going to have maybe 12 units of clan rats in a 2,000-point army. Do I paint those clan rats any different to tell them apart? Does it matter? Does it need to be? I think I probably won't, and I'll just paint under the base, like, a colour, just to show, if I had to, like, tell them apart. So it might be a bit confusing.
You will have to during the course of a game.
I've got to think a bit about it from my opponent's point of view.
How about what I used to do when I used to play like 10mm and 15mm, like World War II, like Peter Pig stuff. I used to paint the very back edge of the base in a colour. So nobody can see it but you. But then
that is a method, but is it fairer to paint something? Is it to give a clear indication of the different units, like
well, you're not doing it to get an advantage. You're just doing it so you can literally identify stuff.
But your opponent won't see the back of your bases.
That doesn't make any difference. Oh. I don't think you could say these are in line, these are in column. It's just so they don't get mixed up in a big scrum.
I would probably do it by painting a colour underneath the base. So if I had to tell them apart, I could just pick up the model and look. That's how I would do it. And that's how Jim's ogres that I've acquired, that's how they're told apart.
You've talked about that, haven't you? That's fantastic.
No, I have not. In fact, I'll mention that right now. at the doubles that we won, I bought off Jim he had done them, hadn't he? He had made them.
Yeah,
he said it was his son. Son. Yeah, but no, but he'd done the
I think he might have done some conversion and his son did. No, I think he did say most of it was his son.
Oh, yeah, well, it's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, either one of them.
He's getting to that age now where girls and drink are more important than toys.
Yeah, of course they are. But, so I bought this ogre army, which was converted all from GW ogres, I think 3,000 to 4,000 points worth.
I think he's got four giants.
And they look great. They're better than I could do. I mean, painting's good, but it's the conversions are fantastic. And they do. It's amazing how much variation he's gotten from basically one blister pack of models.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's got ones holding cannons for lead belchers. He's got ones riding monsters for for Mournfang. He's had to use one or two bits of different ranges to make those beasts. But even the giants look fantastic, and they're just simple kit bashing. Like one's got a head swap from a marauder, in 28mm. And it looks great.
I think some of the things he used, like dragon ogres.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
dragon ogre top half.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's that is an army that I'll put against you because I quite be quite funny to use them.
They are funny to you.
Yeah, and also it's something it's an army ready to lend out at all events. It's like, here's a 2,000 point ogre list. Enjoy that.
Enjoy that. Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. So it's good.
So that's what I'm doing hobby-wise. So I'll finish the Dogs of War. There's no point painting any War Machine stuff until I know what War Machine Mark III is. And anyway, I imagine what's going to happen for me with War Machine is that they'll make me want to try everything in Signar again. That's a lot of games I've got to play. It's all done anyway. I'll probably end up even getting rid of the Kador I have and just having Signar and Mercs, I would think. But there's no hobby there left because it's all done. I'm not going to do a Sherwin and repaint your whole faction.
Just for the sake of it.
Just not going to do that, yeah.
His painting is good.
Yeah,
he looks fucking his stuff and he thinks he can do better.
He won a painting competition. He won the different entry levels. He put in the Battle Engine, Gateman, what's it called? The big sacrifice.
Buttplug, I call it. What it is.
What is it called? The sacrificing altar cricks.
Yeah,
buttplug. And cricks.
That's all I know. It's some, I can't even remember.
Alright, anyway, he won.
Sacrum Vault, yeah.
Yeah, he won that because it looks fantastic.
So, was there an overall winner?
Was
it just categories? There wasn't like some overall painting prize?
I don't think so. It's okay. Categories.
Okay, well done, Sherwin. Mm-hmm. So what am I doing? I've got like loads of armies on the go. I finished off my terrain, which is good.
Yep.
I've got to finish off basting my high elves that Rid's painted. Mm-hmm. So that'll be ready for me to get Cheesemongers at
Bunker War Master 2.
I will be taking high elves until I win something and then they can go away. Because I can use high elves at the doubles.
I've been picking up high elves off eBay. So if you need some random unit, I might have it.
They're not rare. I think the only ones I struggle with is chariots.
Got a unit of chariots.
Okay.
If you want a unit of chariots.
I don't even like them, but I think they're rare.
But if you want a unit of chariots, I've got a unit of chariots.
Chariots are like boar boys.
Mm.
In that they hit hard, but they wear away too quickly. Because boar boys are fantastic on that first turn, but then before you know it, they're all dinged up.
Five armor, three hits. It's not heavy cavalry. Like, it's heavy, it's of a type, but it's not knights.
Yeah. I like my four of armor. So, what else we got going? Samurai, they're upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Nippon.
Yep.
One day they'll be ready.
Yep.
Undead. Tomb Kings.
I put together this morning the high elves I've gotten off eBay because I clipped the archers all separately. Because I don't like they're one model behind the other, and the one at the back is shooting the one in the back of the head.
It's poly fun.
He's not aiming up high enough. Anyway, so I clip them all. It's difficult because you have to. They work.
Well, they're joined together, mate.
Yeah, so
the bow's in the back of the guy's head.
I know. So it's you have to slice it down with a knife and then.
I think you're overthinking this, man. Nobody looks that near.
No, I do. Anyway,
I don't even remember facing them right way.
You don't, but like I do.
I'm facing backwards.
But anyway, and I form them in two ranks, firing in between. And that does look better. Yeah, does look better.
Okay. Well, if you've got the time,
I've got
an inclination, knock yourself out.
So I've got to put the Vampire Counts together, I've got to put the Dark Elves together. Good times. And this win you had with Orcs doesn't count.
I said before we played.
Because that's got to be at least a 2,000 point game.
Yeah. And I did meta this. I did see
exactly.
what can I possibly use that's going to do anything? And I'm building a small Orcs and Goblins army. Mm-hmm. It's getting there. I've got 5 units of Lord of the Rings, Battle of Five Armies. Goblins, fantastic.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a Lord of the Rings variant.
Well, why not?
Orcs army. Because exactly. I don't think all the ranges there. I think somebody does them, and I can't remember the name of who.
Yeah,
might be Pendragon
or
something.
There is a range of Lord of the Rings orcs.
So I'm making that up, but I don't think it's full. I think there's stuff.
No.
I don't think there's boar boys. I think it's one of the issues.
Well, that wasn't the thing. Yeah, you're right. Because there'd be wild riders. There'd be wolf riders.
Yeah. So I think it's almost there, but I couldn't find a way to get everything I wanted in. So. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you could use like trolls instead of ogres, you know, because trolls instead of giants, even.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe that's what I'll do. But I'm in two minds. I've got half of, and of course, there's Paul and Fox, our friends over there, because they're fantastic. Right. So what else we got going on in the world?
Probably
time. We got mailbag.
We've got a couple
emails. Get them out of the way. If you do write to us, we do tend to reply, and we will read it out if there's anything to read out. But I don't think they're particularly groundbreaking. But
how
do I say
this guy's surname?
Well, the first guy, Peter.
No, his surname.
Petrazik.
Let's say Peter.
Dr. Peter.
So from Dr. Peter, sent to us at the end.
What's the guy in The Simpsons? Dr. Nick. Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
From Dr. Peter.
Yeah, right. So sent from us the back of April. Hello, Barry and Paul. I just wanted to let you guys know that I really enjoy your podcast. It's such a cool thing that you started doing, and I hope you will continue for a very long time.
So do I.
Exclamation mark. Thank you. Your podcast motivated me to travel quite a distance in order to take part in a Warmaster tournament.
Good for you. It was really
great fun. The tourney was organised in a great way, with nice to meet armies, great tables, friendly people, and even some food. Cheers, Peter. Well, that's very nice.
That's superb.
Like, that's not even a question, is it?
It's just like some feedback.
Like plus one.
And that was from Germany.
Thank you very much.
Didn't know.
Thank you.
And he said, so well done, Peter. I'm glad you enjoyed your game. I'd recommend anybody. Because the thing about Warmaster is the crowd tends to be quite mature.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
I'm
like 46 this year. I'm an old man.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to deal with kids rage quitting and tipping tables over and stuff.
I saw Alex Janaway's age on Facebook today because it's his birthday.
He's younger than me.
I didn't know his age. I was like too polite to ask, but now I do.
You're like a young whippersnapper. So if you're a mature man and you don't want to deal with kids being kids.
Yeah.
Because there was a bit of shenanigans at the tournament, wasn't there? I won't mention any names, but there was some histrionics, is that the word?
Histrionics?
I don't know, throwing toys out of prams.
Oh, wow. You're talking about Welsh.
We won't mention any names, but there's some bad behaviour again.
Yeah, and the person in question has done themselves no favours.
Mm. So, we don't get much of... Well, I haven't seen any of that, to be fair.
And even when
there was some... There's some bits in Warmaster that I will admit don't feel right. So one of the things that... If you're in a fight and there's nowhere for you to pursue, you just kind of stand and watch... And have to reform, and you can't do anything because you can't make your advance move because the fight's still going.
But some of this is to limit effectiveness in the game, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it just feels a bit weird.
Yeah,
in the final game of the doubles, that happened, that situation.
Yeah.
And the people we were playing, who obviously they're not chumps, they played a lot of games, and they hadn't come across it, and they were a bit like. But they took it really well. Yeah, I'm saying
it doesn't happen all the time, but. There are one or two rules in Warmaster which are there to make the game more playable, isn't it? And what you're talking about is when you have these situations where you're pursuing, your unit pursues another unit, but it would pull another unit into fight that it couldn't do beforehand, what exactly happens. And it's like the rules are there to stop an endless one combat game.
Yeah, so Chaos Warriors just keep hoofing stuff into combats and just killing.
Yeah.
I guess. So what I'm saying is you won't get people rage quitting, you won't get people throwing their toys. They've done all that playing 40k 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. They got it out of their system.
So if you do get a chance to even arrange a tournament, book them and they will come.
We'll come on to events where there's exciting news to be said. So we have another email as well.
So thanks, Peter, for that. Good man. Right, what's the next one, Paul?
It's a guy from Dan, and I guess he's from Australia. Loving the podcast. We're about to revive the Warmaster scene in Australia at my club, Newcastle Legion. Any chance I could grab a copy of the A4 errata that you mentioned in numerous episodes? Did we send that to him?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, we did.
Your secretary did that.
Yes, you did, and you did get it. Right, there you go.
Thanks very much. It was definitely sent.
Yeah.
It was sent to Facebook. I have posted that up on the Facebook page, but if you do want to just
ask us.
Write, yeah, and we'll send it to you or whatever. Or you're going to mention in a minute, you'll mention a link and they can
get from there. Yeah, and another way you can don't even have to ask us.
Yeah.
Okay, so mailbag's done.
So you can talk about your events now.
Yes, okay, so events. So the next event we have is Bunker War Master 2, which is going to be played in Colchester, July the 2nd. I've started to get prize support already. Tom Pugh at the club last night gave me some dice.
Cymbeline games,
which are lovely. Like some gold-plated dice, some silver-plated dice, some bronze-plated dice for first, second, third.
Ooh.
And also then some other dice just to give away.
Thanks, Tom.
And we obviously he'll be plugged at the show, etc. Very nice. Thank you very much, Tom. And I obviously so there's that. There's KR going to be surprised at cases, and I'm going to start tapping up now the companies to ask him for prize support again. Pendragon, Magister Millstrom, Polar Fox, everybody I asked before last time.
Eureka.
Yeah, like if they're willing to send anything they want to send for support again.
Yeah. You know?
And I can say definitely, for example, Polar Fox, it has led to sales. So it's not just me asking for freebies, it has resulted in overall profit.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure Dave bought his awesome.
Yes, exactly. Now, the other big exciting news is the Derby War Game. It's the Derby War Game Show. Is live. So this is going to be called the UK Nationals.
Why not? Yeah. There is no other UK Nationals.
Why not?
It's Kane. Like a land grab.
Yeah.
It is now the UK Nationals.
This flag is mine. Like, I own all of this Antarctic. Right. Okay, so it's in the Derby World War Games show on the 1st and 2nd of October. So if you go online to get tickets for this and Google Derby War Games show, that will lead you to this website that we are list, and you click then on the competitions sidebar, and it lists as new for 2016 War Master 10mm tournament, which then clicks then as a link there to our errata. So that's where you can get the errata that we use.
Yeah,
which
and is, also so, a point system.
A point system as well, yeah. Which is what we're using in our events, both us and Saffron Warden. There it is. And you could then, it's three pages. Basically, we're playing War Master with the rules plus this three-page errata.
Yeah.
And most of that is just, well, it's like even it gives you a point system for like playing events. Anyway, that's that. Also, you have to, on the Derby War Game Show, you have to also pay by PayPal to the address given for £20 it will cost you for the two-day event. And obviously, that's free entry, that's entry into the show. So in between your games, you get to walk around this war game show.
Yeah, and it's going to be quite relaxed, I think.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's not going to be like you're playing four rounds a day or anything.
No, it's four rounds in total.
Yeah.
You know, like
so you're aiming for 16 players?
Yes. I mean, and that will have a hard cap. So the events we run, like at 40k, don't really have a cap on players because we won't get that many players. But this Derby one definitely does have a cap. So if you want a ticket, best buy one fast because it can't go beyond 16. There's only 8 tables.
Okay. Yeah, and you know that potentially there's going to be good price support for that.
Oh, yeah. So obviously that has been put on by our sponsors, KR, wanting to put on an event. So there's definitely KR sponsored price support there.
Well, I'm not sure it's put on by them. I just think
No. But like they are big sponsors of them, and Warlord Games are sponsoring the whole show. So there'd be lots of cases up for grabs.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a good event. I'm sure they got trophies and stuff as well.
Yes, so all I have to do is provide the players. Now, I think I'm only going to get 8 blank tables. So I would ask players if they're playing and it's possible for them to bring some scenery. That would be great.
Yeah.
So at the worst, there might not be too much scenery on the tables. But
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, every event I've been to, they've put out the request.
Yeah.
And we've been fine.
Yeah. So that's all I would say. And it's going to be a 4-game, 2 games a day event. Nice, relaxed time. So you'll have plenty of spare time to go around the show.
You can maybe even turn back the dial, maybe give them 3 hours a game.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Just take it easy.
I'll take it easy. But, yeah. Like, it doesn't, I mean, just leave it, I mean, I leave it up to the players in a sense, really. I mean, I'll still have a clock system to force an end at some point, but I might well just cut it back. Hey, does everybody want an extra hour each?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah,
like, it's up to you, isn't it? You've got, because there is an alternative thing to do when you're not playing at this event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great news. I mean, that's a fifth event in the UK now.
5 events in the UK. And this one's a bit more north, so it's not all down south. So yeah, and hopefully it will go strength to strength because they want to run it bigger and better next year. Of course, like
hopefully they don't pick this weekend every year because my daughter's birthday is the second, so I'll be able to come down on the Saturday.
Yeah,
so, probably won't play. So unless you need
no. I mean, what will happen is I'm obviously there to run the event, and Barry's going to come down on the one day and the Saturday. And he might play on the Saturday, he might not.
Only if there's an odd number, I'll play on the Saturday.
Yeah. Well, that can be me. I can be the odd player. It's up to you, Barry. But
you can play on the Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. Okay, also, obviously, at this show, is that if you like want to play more War Master, well, then you can just organise it. You can just play someone casually afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, as a pickup game. So, anyway, from I mentioned it last podcast. Now the tickets are up sale. I'm going to advertise it on the Specialist Games Forum, on the Facebook group, and on the Warhammer Forum. You know, those three are the best places to go for. And obviously, you're hearing it right now. And we'll put it on our podcast as well, like on our website. We'll say, this is the links to the show that we're talking about, etc.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope if you want to come, I hope you get a ticket and not it's not sold out before you do.
What will be nice is that being a 2-day event.
Yes.
And what that being on a 2-day event allows them to be you to do stuff on a Saturday night,
yeah.
Which obviously a 1-day event you come in the early in the morning, you go home 7 o'clock
at night, yeah.
Or you go a bit later if you go out for dinner like we did. But this allows you to go out for dinner and get drunk and stay in a hotel and do all that kind of good stuff.
I don't know Derby at all, and I'll be staying.
Can't be that bad.
No, I'll be staying in some. We'll stay in some hotel.
Well, I probably won't stay.
Okay, yeah, well, I will.
You
but
will.
Like, yeah, but like, I'll have to. Yeah, it'll have to be a social in the evening, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's always a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to kind of have a meal and have a drink
exactly.
And have a chat.
I mean, it's, there was the choices up with Grabs. Like, you could have done this as a 1-day event. Do you want to? Well, with the distance it is for us, it might as well be a 2-day, as in plan to be a 2-day event, and make it different from the singles events, that, the single day ones that we've been running. And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. That's what it's going to be. It's into the unknown. I've never been to this show before, but it does. I can see why we fit. I mean, the other game systems being played are like Ancients and of various different scales of models.
Right.
I think we're going to be the only. We look like we're the only fantasy event there. So we'll get looked down.
It's all historic.
I mean, historics.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, whatever. We'll have a laugh.
We will have a laugh. Well, you will. I'll have a laugh on the Saturday. Right, okay, so that was done today. That was a really quick one. But hey,
yes, it was going to be quick.
It was going to be quick. It was a quick game. Uh-huh. It was a quick podcast. Right, so contact details. You can get us at the Facebook page or warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com or gmail.com. It's the same.
warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Right, so what are we going to do next week?
Well,
when are you available?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it offline. But
are you available?
Yeah, I am available.
Well,
we'll have one
next week.
This was the busy week for me at work. This was the 5-shift week. So I want to play ogres against you because they're
around.
And as I put together these eBay purchases, I'd like to play some 1,000-point games using them as well.
Okay, and I need to start.
I want to play 2,000 points this game, obviously.
I need to start playing with the three that I have to review. So I'll probably use demons.
Demons are so broke. That's all OP.
This is one of the few occasions that I was like, I really don't want to play the base list. I really don't want it because the characters are so goddamn expensive. It's just ridiculous. And then you kind of think, well, do I need three characters? I mean, I'm talking three characters. They're generally two sorcerers. And I said, do I need three? Could I make do with two?
Janaway approach.
Because they've all got built-in, I think they've all got built-in flying, basically.
Yeah.
But I don't want my wizards to fly, who cares?
Yeah.
I want them to be 30 points cheaper, please.
Yeah, well.
So that's what I think. That's all, literally all the tournament list does is it fannies around with the characters.
Yeah.
So it makes them cheaper.
Right, something you can use either, can't you? Because until we go to print for 2017, like they're both.
Yeah,
they're
that's
both
reviewing.
Lists.
Like we reviewed, maybe. Because when you do Britonian, in fact, I'm going to do the tournament list and I'm going to talk about both lists.
Yep.
And when you do Britonian, because you're not going to play Britonian original list.
No, I wouldn't want to.
No, exactly, that's the point.
Yeah.
So you play Britonian tournament list and then just talk about both
Pegasus
lists.
Knights.
Exactly.
But I've got them now. I want Pegasus Knights.
Exactly. So you do, because Britonian's one of yours, yeah?
Yeah.
So you do Britonian tournament list and then you talk about both
lists. I'm going to play my temple list.
So I'll be playing demons with tokens because I don't own demons. Yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'd be a hard army to own. But like,
I thought it would be. I'm not even sure that they released everything. I don't know.
I've been outbid for some Slaanesh demons. You know, like a whip. Yeah.
So they make different.
They made demons for
everyone.
Yep.
Oh my god,
yep.
They're going to be hard to get.
Oh, they are. I've been outbid already because I knew I would be. It's like
you put in your £10 stamp.
Yeah. I put in the bids for like Lisbon for you. And I knew they wouldn't sell.
Oh, it's impossible. I've seen a unit of cold ones go for 45
by now, yeah.
It's like bang, oh, alright.
Yeah, don't really want it. But I do bid on the Lizardman stuff for you, but it's never.
Well, it's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. So I haven't even seen any alternative manufacturers for demons either.
That'd be hard.
I don't know, maybe I'll have to look a bit harder. But I haven't seen any.
No.
Jim's always a good source for this kind of material.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
Jim,
yeah.
I know you're listening. You can hit me up with some advice on demons. Because you had Demon Army, didn't he? He had a Demon Army.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
And that wasn't a GW one, I don't think. Or was it? Anyway, so, what I said, that's what we're going to be doing next week. I'm going to be playing demons. You're going to be playing ogres. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, my army will look good.
My army will win. Probably. Because ogres are really horrible to play with. I find them really difficult. I
haven't tried them yet. Want to try them.
Mm-hmm. You still want me...
I reckon I'm going to take one unit more of my cavalry and put the standard shielding on them. 3-up armour.
It's not 3-up armour.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. They only go to 4-up with that.
Oh.
It's like, oh, shit. They're 5-up armour, aren't they?
Oh.
I can't believe how expensive they are. 250 points.
I know.
For 5-up armour.
Yeah.
It's just like, no. No.
Make them 300.
And they've got to charge and do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so that was the War Master Podcast, episode 20, with Paul and Barry.
Thanks for listening.
So we've got some music at the end. It'll clear my head, if nothing else. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Questionable hypothesis. love with.